We're going to breathe. Keep on breathing and keep taking deep breaths. I'm going to talk about us being Baptist-y today. And before that, I want to acknowledge my ministry colleagues from 2008 to 2024. Chris Rolson, Gerald Islander, Carol Dick, Karen Bellows, Brittany Black, Jeremy Kay, Evelyn Grieger, Sandy Smith, Ann Bellamy, Tana Clark, Kathy Schultz, Amanda Strain, and Dawn Stiles. And where would we be without Evan Adnams, who helped us through a pandemic to keep us together for all those months and years? And then I think about Gary Nelson and Cam Yates. Some of you who've been here for decades know those names. Those are mentoring voices for me. And I can remember calling Gary and calling Cam when I was candidating for First Edmonton and said, "What do you guys think?" And they had nothing but love and affection for First Baptist Church Edmonton and said, "Go, man, go." And so we did. And here we are, 16 plus years later. But let us talk about being Baptist-y. As many of you know, I was a Baptist baby, and some of you are Baptist babies, carried to the womb to First Baptist Edmonton or a First Baptist church somewhere across Canada. Raise your hand if you're a Baptist baby. My mom's family had immigrated from Japan and converted from Japanese Shintoism to Christianity in the 1930s. And then my mom was baptized in a small Baptist church called Marpole Baptist Church in Vancouver. I don't think it still exists, or at least I can't find record of it. And in 1941, she was baptized in that church and received her Christian name, Faith. A name that fit so well because of her faith, her devotion, her commitment to Christ. And so I was raised as a Baptist Christian. Nursery, Sunday school, church kids choir, youth group, crawling under the pews of First Baptist Church, trying to hide away from people in Bible studies that I was supposed to be going to on Wednesday nights. Some of you have done that too. Baptized by Reverend Cal Molina in 1981, my senior minister at the time was Reverend Dr. Keith Churchill. My Christian education minister was Reverend Myrna Sears. All these great Baptist mentors and ministers. I think about Brian and Karen Stelk and their investment in my life and my family. I think about Gary and Carla Nelson, Cam Yates, Reverend Dr. Barb Much. So many great influences in my Baptist-y life. So I simply want to say, let us be Baptists. And let us be Baptist-y, because Baptists can do great things. And in a world where sometimes Baptists are narrowing the path, I think we've done some great work at being Baptist-y for all these years. I reflected on that work last week, but this week I want to talk about four things that make Baptist-y Baptists so cool and so fun and so able to do God's dream in the world. The first is this. Baptist-y Baptists for 400 years have been dissenters in the best meaning of the word. We've shaken our fists at the religious rules and principalities, and we've said there's got to be a better way that's more hopeful, that's full of freedom and justice and mercy. Secondly, this distinctive of soul liberty. Now, there are some brochures in the church foyer called Christians who are called Baptists. So if you're new to the Baptist distinctives, you may want to pick one of those up on the way out. The posture of soul liberty is so great and generous. We're free to discern God's will and God's way and working amongst us, and that there are many ways to get God's work done. And soul liberty also gives us that opportunity to be in interfaith conversations, interreligious conversations, and Baptisty Baptists, when they're at their best, are not colonial. That's soul liberty. Thirdly, we talk about the distinction or the distinctive of the autonomy of the local church. It's a great distinctive. Our churches associate and gather together around common themes and Christian aspirations, but there's room at the local church level for mission and wisdom and understanding the context that we're in, and we don't all do it the same. We make space for differences and diversity. Fourthly, Baptists are not creedal people. In an era where denominations seem to be battening down the hatches and making their rules and their regulations and their wordings tighter, we try to stay nimble, not hemmed in by wagging fingers or rule-keeping. So my call to us is to simply continue to be Baptist-y. Maybe some of you are new to this Baptist journey. Learn what it means to be Baptist-y. Maybe some of you still want to hang on to your old tradition, and that's cool, but call yourself a Baptist-y Pentecostal, or a Baptist-y Catholic, or a Baptist-y Lutheran. But let us be Baptist-y. Someone this past week in a closing conversation was saying, "We're not going to change our name, are we? We're always going to be First Baptist Church, aren't we?" Because I know of some Baptist churches that are changing their names to get that word Baptist out of their names and call it New Life Community Church or something like that. And I said, 131 years in the city, we are First Baptist Church, whether we like it or not. So let us be Baptist-y as First Baptist Church. Now, tying this in to the scripture from Matthew 11, I simply want to say that Jesus tells us the work is easy. And so, let's try to hold Jesus to that promise and be faithful to what faithful Baptists have been doing for 400 years. We'll worship Jesus as Lord. We'll dwell in the wonder of God's word. We'll provide places of welcome and sanctuary and openness for other Baptists, but for all humans who are seeking God or maybe simply seeking a spiritual path and find their way into the doors of First Baptist Church in the days and weeks and months and years ahead. And we pray that you will come as you are, but we also pray that you will be changed because of these Baptist-y Baptists who grow and learn and inquire and wrestle and try to be peace for each other and peace for the city. Together we learn from Jesus that he is gentle and humble in heart, and we will find rest for our souls. My final two pieces are this. You have an insert, and on the front is the Baptist covenant. This isn't a creed, it's a covenant. It's a way to gather us around words and hopes and aspirations. And this is the covenant of our denomination, the Canadian Association for Baptist Freedoms. a denomination that's been in existence for 50 years, but we're pretty new to the crew. And I thought on this Baptisty Baptist Day, this would be one of the closing pieces. So I'm going to invite you all, us all, to read the first paragraph, and then we ministry staff are going to read a paragraph at a time until we finish our covenant together. Being led, as we believe, by the Holy Spirit, and in response to the call of God in Christ Jesus, to be disciples and servants in the world, we as individuals and churches who cherish historic Baptist principles, freedoms, and traditions, humbly commit that in our life together, we will respect and defend the freedom and the responsibility of individuals and local churches to interpret and live the call of God in every aspect of their individual and shared lives. Led by God's Spirit, informed by the Scriptures, and without coercion from the state or any ecclesiastical body.
We will support and uphold one another in mutual respect and love, and remember one another in prayer.
We will affirm and celebrate participation in the whole Church of Jesus Christ, worshiping and working together to witness to and to further the reign of God in our lives and in our world.
We will create opportunities for exploration of doctrinal, ethical, and social issues, entering into dialogue with one another and with those beyond our fellowship in a spirit of tolerance, respect, and love.
We will make the worship of God primary in all of our gatherings.
We will strive when we gather to create times and places of refuge and renewal, health and wholeness, in which all are welcome.
We will seek to be equitable and to act justly in all our dealings.
And we will foster partnerships within the fellowship and with other people of faith, in order that we might live out the intent of this covenant freely in community.
Those words give us words to live by for our future as Baptisty Baptists. And I want to leave the final prayer in this portion of my meditation and reflection to my mom, who's a legendary Baptisty Baptist. And in 2024, it was the 40th anniversary of my mom's passing. But this prayer that you have on the back of the covenant is the prayer that she prayed for me by my bedside, probably starting when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I tried to find a version that looked like the version of the bookmark that was in the children's Bible story book that she read to me night by night. So I'm going to leave the final prayer and words of this message to Faith Sato. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.